Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. Spring break is upon us, and moms want our kids to have fun, fantastic time if they're traveling for a well-deserved vacation. But our guest today, a safety expert, says that we all must know the risks of travel to avoid the risks of travel. Staying safe while on vacation is our topic today. Stay with us. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Corlettis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you, mama, are joining us again today. Every week, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. Well, today's program is very timely. It fits perfectly as we're in the midst of spring break. Most of us know the value of travel for adventure and for learning. But traveling overseas, traveling on spring break, especially for our kids, whether it's a study abroad program or a senior trip or just vacation, it has risks. Carrie Pascarello is the CEO and co-founder of the risk mitigation firm Global Secure Resources. Carrie doesn't want to stop your kids from traveling, or us, by the way, but she just wants to make sure that our kids and our families return home safely. She's written the book, Study Abroad Safety, A Parent's Guide for Sending Your Child Abroad. Welcome, Carrie, to the Moms for America podcast. So glad to have you back again. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be back again with you, Debbie, and all the women with Moms for America. Hello.
You got it.
Having me.
Yes. Well, a little bit about your family real quick before we get into all the do's, don'ts, advice, and everything about travel. Tell us about your tribe.
Well, let's see. I met my husband while I was living over in Milan working. He was my emergency contact. And so from that, we ended up spending 12 years of living abroad in both Europe and Asia. I had three children overseas from the grades of first grade to a graduating senior. Yeah. Lots of travel. I worked at the State Department at the embassy, and I had a variety of different jobs at the embassy. But my kids and our family were big travelers, and we wanted to make sure that we stayed safe no matter where we went.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what's so great for you to mention all this, and we'll get into it more, is that you're speaking from a place of experience, you know, so that's always so good. And just the experiences that you've had and traveling with your kids. And I mean, I guess I wish I could have a chance to do more traveling. I travel a lot in the U.S. for work, but I don't travel abroad as much as I used to. My husband and I, before we had the kids, we did quite a few trips, but things change. But you're going to have a really great discussion. Before we get into that, though, Carrie, I kind of want to mention a little bit about right now when we talk about travel, that's the TSA issue right now, the security here in America, trying to get the lines formulated. Then we've got, you know, all this defunding or not paying for the budget that would help keep our travelers safe. Any thoughts on this? Just as TSA kind of goes on and off, it seems to be one of the areas that they keep attacking and not funding.
Sure. And, you know, this is a critical infrastructure that needs to be fully funded.
Right.
And I think on the travel side, we have to really give a lot of our TSA agents a break because they're overworked, they're overstressed, they're not being paid. And so for all those travelers out there getting ready to go, please get to the airport extra early so that you won't have that additional stress factor in making sure that you make your flight. And it also will relieve the agent's ability of screening people as they come through.
Yeah, it can be really a mess there. So, and as of yesterday, you can look ahead too when you travel and find out how long the check-in line is. Isn't that something that you can do as well?
Sure, you can do that, but my advice is always get there early. Don't really
Right. Could change at any
bank
minute,
on
right?
those. Exactly, because everything is fluid, just like crime. The situations at the airport can be very fluid. So I would just bank on it's going to be a long wait, and then
Yeah.
be pleasantly surprised and go to a restaurant if you have additional time at the airport.
Yeah. All righty. So, Carrie, you talked quite a in the intro a little bit about all of the travel that you had. Just traveling the world, it's such an enrichment in a person's life. What has that done for you and basically for your family and your kids? Because I love traveling with the kids because one, we're a tight unit then, right? You can't escape. You're all together moving about and you get a chance to experience things that you don't on a regular basis. So a little bit about traveling and what that offers a family.
Let me tell you, I love travel and doing it with the family as a group, and nothing better than the cultural agility that children gain from traveling with their family. You're learning so many different strategies as you're navigating new worlds, right? You're also having the ability to learn new languages. One of the things that I always told my children, no matter where we lived in this world, was when you get to a new place, learn the language, right? And so it's funny how I set the bar pretty high. So no matter where we went, they learned it. And it was just like, hey,
Look
it's
at
something
that.
you do. Also, that is part of my safety strategy too, understanding the culture, understanding the language of the community that you're in. Very important. But the cultural agility, the things people learn, the growth that you have within yourself to understand other cultures in this world is phenomenal. So I highly recommend families go explore the world.
But just do it safely. And I even just talking before this and some things Pam was saying about just made me think about the way that I approach travel. And my daughter and I, we travel all the time for work. And she's in her 20s, and I was always terrified of her traveling. And so this is going to be great, moms. Buckle up because these are things that are practical. And sometimes somebody's just got to say it. And then you're like, wow, I never really thought about it that way. Isn't it true?
So true. And I have to say that a lot of the strategies, tools, and techniques I talk about for global travel are really important for our domestic travel. So no
Yeah.
matter where you're going, these are the tips that will help you.
Yeah. Well, let's talk, I guess, spring. We got spring break, then we've got senior trips, then we've got summer vacation. I mean, travel is a part of everyone's life, obviously. So when we talk about spring break, I always, this is kind of a terrifying, all these young adults ascending on somewhere in Florida or Fort Lauderdale or all this. I mean, it can be very dangerous. It can be at the perfect, it's ripe for a problem. So let's talk about that because what there's like students on a regular basis getting injured in the US and abroad.
Yes, unfortunately, this is true. And I bring it all back to understanding what the risks are in the community that you're going into.
Right.
One simple factor that I always start off with my clients is asking them three questions. And these three questions are: do you know the emergency number, the 911 equivalent number of where you're going? So wherever you are in this world, let's say you're going to Rome, the equivalent number there is 112. Having that number is very important. The second step I always ask my travelers, have you signed up for the STEP program? Now, this is a program put on by the State Department. It's a free program. And what you do is you put a little bit about your itinerary in to the STEP program with the State
Step
Department.
STEP.
Correct, the STEP.
Okay.
And what they'll do is they'll be able to push notifications about emergency situations that are in your region, in your community.
Oh.
So let's say right now, the individuals that are traveling in the Middle East, we're having significant geopolitical issues happen. So the State Department is able to send notifications, shelter in place, whatever that notification may
Oh,
be.
that's great.
If the embassy and the State Department wants American citizens to know, you will be getting that as soon as they want you to know that. And also that can play a very big part when if there's any type of evacuations that they're planning. So the STEP program is vital for everybody Sign
Good
up.
advice.
Once again, a free program. And I can give you the link so that you can add it into the program notes so everybody knows exactly how to access it. And the third component to this is I want to make sure that people have the travel insurance in place and also their evacuation plan in place. So I personally collaborate with Global Rescue and also MedJet, making sure that my clients have a expert on hand to get them out, moving if let's say if they're admitted to a hospital abroad. They'll be able to take these individuals and transfer them from the hospital overseas to the hospital back home. And this is a critical feature that so many people don't know about. So those are my top three suggestions just, to get things started.
Yes, well, good advice. You know, I was just thinking, when my daughter travels or my kids or myself, I always start giving them all this advice, which I'm going to include some new ones for you, because you said that 200 American students have died on study abroad programs or in this travel arena. And I know that all of us, if we've ever, watched the movie Taken, that probably Liam Neeson has really opened the eyes of every parent what it could be, because the predators are professional, clearly. And there's not, this isn't always predator driven, but it can be accident driven. I like to just talk about what happens on our study abroad programs at 200 deaths, what happened, why so many, and how would that have been prevented? Because is it predator driven? Is it accident driven? What could it be?
Yeah, many are preventable deaths.
Okay.
Some are predators. There is a range of situations that are happening overseas. But one of the most important things for our parents to understand is there is no data-driven analysis behind these numbers that I just shared with you. We have had parents that have lost their children overseas start nonprofits to try to protect other families. And
Okay.
in that development of a nonprofit, they started finding out how many people have passed on study abroad. And the way that they're getting this analysis is
Okay.
typically, if a student on study abroad dies overseas, it will be in the local newspaper for about 2 days. If we're able to capture that name and that information about that student, it has gone into their database. Now, that's an archaic way of us to be able to analyze how students are dying. Because once we can figure out how they're dying, then we can add in the safety strategies to make sure that other students don't succumb to the same type of preventable deaths. And so, based on that, I wrote Study Abroad Safety, A Parent's Guide to Sending Your Child Abroad. Filled with vital information on how parents can close that safety gaps and students
Yeah.
invested in how to stay safe. But I did that because I went up to our state house in Massachusetts, where I talked with a senator, and I ended up helping draft legislation in Massachusetts to
Nice.
prevent students abroad. Now, I did this back in 2019, and you know as well as I, legislation is slow.
Right.
Since 2019, I have testified in the meetings, the hearings to try to get this passed. And every single time, I'm sharing information about students that I have found out who have died on study abroad, keeping these statistics going to them. Well, it's finally been voted favorably out of the Committee on Higher Education. And right now, we are in the Committee for Ways and Means.
Oh.
Huge. This is really big for us. I'm so
Such a
excited.
long journey.
It's a long journey, and all that I'm asking for is transparency for students and parents that they can understand how many students have died or have been injured on these programs. I'm asking that strategizing their safety will be number one. Risk assessment shall be included. Oh, and here's a simple one. Can we make sure that the chaperones and the leaders are properly trained? So inside this legislation, they're very simple things we're asking for.
Okay.
And I'm just hoping that it will be passed and we'll be able to protect students more. Now, as we talk about these students that have passed right now, just a few days ago, we have a student that is missing in Barcelona, Spain. And I don't know if you've heard about him, but he left a nightclub. He went over to visit some friends that were studying abroad over there and in Barcelona, and he's gone missing. So this is really critical that we find him. And it's like finding
Terrifying.
a person a needle in a haystack. He's out there somewhere. Where is he? We need to check hospitals. We need to check police. We need to check anybody with information to please call the number 112 or the State Department or the embassy. Like, we need people that know where he is to reach out, because
Yeah.
this is a parent's worst na nightmare. It
Oh,
really is.
it sure is. It's terrifying to send your kid down the street, let alone to a different country with language barriers, with security issues. We don't really realize how great America is until we go to another country and then there's a problem, right? Because they don't handle it the way that they do here in the States, and then you don't have that access.
Right. And then I think what we have to think about are the tips that we can share with other people. So if you are out there on study abroad, if you are out there on spring break, what
Right.
can you do to make yourself safer? And I always like our travelers to share their location, their GPS location on devices.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of tools to share with you
I
today.
know. I've got them all written down here. I'm super excited about them.
This right here,
Oh
this
yeah,
is.
I see that. It's like some kind of GPS bracelet or necklace or what?
So what this is, I double push it twice and it sends my GPS location to my emergency contact saying that I'm in need of help. This works globally. It also comes in a waterproof version. So if you're swimming, you can have the waterproof version.
What is this
But
called? What is this called, Carrie?
this is called Invisiwear. It's amazing. So I'm collaborating with this company. They are phenomenal. And it was started by a woman who felt unsafe in a situation. And she's like, how do I get somebody to know I need help? And
Wow.
so this particular item, you double click it, you get your GPS sent out, and let's say you disappear. At least they have a starting point of where you were when you felt threatened. And then we can have law enforcement get involved. We can ask, are there any cameras in the area of,
Right.
last
So
GPS?
different than a phone too, because your phone can get taken away, turned off, thrown away. That this is much better because it's on you and you control it.
And I always think of like people like Laken Riley.
Yeah.
Laken Riley was out there jogging. If she had something like this and she was able to notify her friends that were back at her dorm, they could have came out and looked for her and possibly got her to a hospital in time to save her life. Or,
Right.
it's things like this that makes
Yeah.
it so important for us to have these tools
Yep.
to improve our safety.
I love this. I'm going to be ordering this. Can you say this again what this is?
Invisiwear. Yeah,
Invisaware. Okay.
and I'll share the link with you. Another thing,
Okay.
when you talk about organized crime,
Yeah.
petty theft is a big issue out there. They're usually working in groups. There's a thing called apple picking, and if you can guess what this is, it's where groups go out and they steal people's cell phones. We have so many individuals lose their cell phones while they're traveling, lose their passports. This last year, we lost over 500,000 pa American passports, whether they were lost or stolen, probably stolen and maybe being used on the black market. Now, how can you protect your passport and your cell phone? And
Yeah.
I have this really great tool. It's called a stash band. It's made of Lycra. You put it on underneath
Okay.
your clothing, then you put your passport, some money, and your cell phone in that, and it's underneath your clothing. So pickpockets are very sophisticated these days.
Yeah.
They look for soft targets who are walking. They might be looking at a map. They might
Distracted, right.
be distracted. And then you have 3 to 5 people approach you. One will ask you a question. Another one will bump into you. Another one might flick some type of food on your shirt, and then another one will come and try to help you. Meanwhile, they're taking your cell phone, your
Yeah.
passport, money. And let me tell you, it's called petty theft, but in reality, if you have your passport stolen or your cell phone, you're out thousands. Okay? Because now you have to make your way to the embassy. You have to make a police report.
Oh gosh. The thought of it is shudders, right?
So let's say you're flying out the next day. Now you're missing your
Oh.
flight. Now you're taking a train to the closest embassy. You might have to get a hotel. You're staying overnight. And you know, this could add up to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 out of your pocket. So I want to prevent that. I want our travelers to be prepared and ready, and that is a really great item.
All right, you have anything else over there? Because this is being prepared and proactive. Both of these are kind of the two of the P's that you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, proactive, prepared, and protected. The next is, I love this, and this is called, have you heard of this? A nightcap? Okay, so we have big issues with drink spiking. You know, I'm up in Boston, you know, half my time I spend up in Boston, and we have so many reports of people being spiked and people being assaulted. And then right now we have some new legislation that they're trying to pass right now. And that is if you have your drink spiked and you end up in the ER and you want to be tested, previously they've said you can only test your blood if you've been sexually assaulted. Well, that should not be a factor. We want to make sure that anybody coming to the ER, they feel maybe they don't know they've been assaulted in that way. So we want people to be able to ask to be tested, their blood tested for drugs, because
How
not
often is this happening, Carrie? This
it's it
spike?
I talk with people on a weekly basis of situations like this. Now, NICAP, who developed this wonderful, wonderful organization, they went on Shark Tank. And they actually got a deal with this nightcap, but it started because of one of the founder's friend had her drink spiked, and she was thinking, "How can I protect people out there?" So
Yeah,
she
so
came
what
up
is
with
it?
it's a scrunchie. You can wear it in your hair, and then you can open it up, and you pull out a cover for your drink, and it can go on, and a straw goes in. But they just did a wonderful documentary on drink spiking, and I'm going to send you the link, and you can add that into the show notes because everybody should watch this. There are women that come on and they talk about their stories and how prevalent it is, and how we need to
Jeez.
have this idea on how we can, you know, keep our drinks safe. And it, actually, in California, they came up with a law where bars have to provide drink covers for their patrons. And so this is going around, and it's because
Jeez.
it's such a big problem. But here in
And
America,
honestly, it's so easy to do. Let's talk about that,
yes.
right? They've got the whole methodology ready to, to attack, hurt someone, take them. Then people think that they think they're drunk, right? But they're really drugged.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we really have to change that idea that every time you see somebody, there could have been something put into their drink, rendering them unconscious. And unfortunately, one of the stories in this documentary, a young girl in Boston had her drink spiked and she was taken to the hospital. They didn't test her blood and they ended up giving her some other type of medication to calm her down. She ended up having a reaction and her mom had to bring her back to the hospital. She ended up in the ICU and it almost killed her. So this
Jeez.
serious issue that, you know, I'm glad we're able to talk about right now because once again, it comes down to awareness. Awareness is our first line of defense. This is where we can make the biggest difference on our safety and, you know, how we navigate this world.
All right, moms, we'll continue our discussion about how to travel safely for your kids and your family right after this break. Don't go away. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their Schoolbox online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com. All right, welcome back, moms. Before we continue with our interview, I do want to remind everyone to please like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Another great discussion for you moms to share. Also, if you have an idea or a topic for the podcast, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. I would love to hear from you. Lastly, I do want to invite all of our moms listening to join the movement here at Moms for America. It's moms like you and me uniting all across this country to fight for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. We are here to help support you moms. We call ourselves the Ultimate Support Group. So please check us out at momsforamerica.us. We surely do need each other, and we are here for you. All right, now back to the show. What's the red zone? Tell me about that.
Oh, thanks for asking. Oh, the red zone is the first 4 months of the college year. So that's August, September, October, and November. And it's also the highest time for crimes to be committed against our freshmen coming into college. Oh. And unfortunately, they are really targeted. We have higher rates of sexual assaults and assaults. And one of the ideas is, why don't we understand what the red zone is and improve our safety and our strategies for our new college students? And this is why, you know, my book, Study Abroad Safety, it actually isn't only for college study abroad. I put in information in this book about domestic violence. I put in this relationship violence about how to, you know, be at college and how to prevent sexual assaults and how to try to close your safety gap no matter where you are. And understanding statistics is just part of it.
Yeah.
And also hearing, and I include in my book a link to a woman who shares her testimony after she was attacked. And, you know, it's so important to understand that when we have students that are assaulted, it's not just for that moment. The harm continues. Mm-hmm. Throughout their life, and how can we best support them? How can we make sure that the resources are available and ready for anybody that needs them, no matter where they are? And one of the things that I did previously, is I worked years and years with the Boston Area Rape Crisis Center on the 24-hour hotline, community awareness and prevention programs, and also facilitating survivor speakers. And one of the things that I found where I got a lot of calls from study abroad students that were assaulted overseas, yet had no resources available to them. So they waited until they returned home to call our hotline. Now, I find that unacceptable. And that's why I say, back to this legislation that we want to create and pass, we want to make sure the resources are available for every single person out there, that they have a number to call, to text, so that they can help help themselves get on the path of, you know, survival and making sure that they have everything at hand that they might need.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go through your travel checklist. But before that, I think there's a story either that you shared or Pam about somebody knocking on a door at a hotel. You know, I guess all of us have had these weird encounters, and I'm in hotels a lot too. And I do want to get like a stopper to put on that door, which I haven't yet, because I've seen that in a couple of videos. Do you agree with that stopper that you can put at your hotel room?
Yes, absolutely. That is one of the tools that I always talk about is, you know, the stopper for, and it's an alarm stopper for the door. And it's so important. And that story is very close to home. And I write about it in my book.
Tell us.
When we were living over in Asia, my daughter went on a study abroad to Egypt. And before she left, we went up to the school and had a talk with the director of the school and asked them, who's in charge of this trip? What boat will they be traveling up the Nile? And what hotel will they be staying at?
Okay. All logical questions. Yep.
And the director looked at us and said, "Oh my God,
Reasonable.
you're the first parents to ever ask me that." And that's because parents often think that the school has it all covered. But in reality, schools use third-party providers, and they pass off everything to the third-party provider. So it took me a few, myself and my husband, a few weeks to get everything we needed. We got it. And of course, we sat her down because this is what we do, strategizing safety. We got her all prepared. She went. Sure enough, there she's in Egypt, and there was a knock on her door. It was a man. He said he was with maintenance and he needed to fix her air conditioner. She remembered that strategy we taught. You always call the front desk and confirm anybody that comes to your door. And so that's what she did. She called the front desk and she said, "Did you send a maintenance man to fix my air conditioner?" And they said, "No, we didn't." Okay, that gives me the chills today, okay? Because she was able to prevent a very
Good
terrible
for
thing
her.
from happening because nobody would ever lie to you about who they are and lie to you why you need to open that door unless they're a criminal. And this
Right.
is called the cold call technique, and it's used throughout the world. And she was able to foil that
Oh,
plan.
yeah.
And thank God she did. So
Right.
she successfully navigated her study abroad with her strategies. And it's interesting because just 2 days ago, a few days ago, there was a man that was convicted, and I think he got 7 years, 7.5 years, because he went to a hotel. This was over in Europe, and he went to the front desk and lied about being the boyfriend of somebody that was in a room.
Oh
And
boy.
Al gave him the key. He went up to the room and he sexually assaulted her. Now, she was able to bring this case and it finally was litigated and he got 7.5 years. And the hotel had to go back and revamp their safety strategies. But what that tells me is if she had
Jeez.
that alarm, if she had that doorstop, he wouldn't have gotten in. But second of all, this is exactly why we want you to have a doorstop. You want to think that your hotel is safe and
Right,
secure, but in
right.
reality, it is up to you. You're the first line of defense. So protect that door. Get that door stop. Just one more,
One more thing to think
tool in
about.
your bed. And those door
Well,
stops are very small. They can go right into
and
your
those are available at like an Amazon, right? I haven't gotten one yet, but
Amazon.
I'm going,
Absolutely. Amazon.
yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're traveling, I want to kind of go through some of these checklists. I wanted to get that out about the hotel because so many of us stay in hotels. And if there's a knock on the door, or I know Pam, the story she shared is that her mom had found keys out in front and they turned them in, but then all of a sudden somebody was knocking at their door. I had keys. And so ends up being that they never even collected the keys. So there's all kind, these guys are professionals, right? This is what they do. They figure it out. They put this on that car, they knock on that, they cause an emergency. Another person had told me that they were in a hotel and they started the fire alarm so they could see who was walking out of what rooms. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, isn't that incredible? Then they knew that that family or those girls or whatever were all walking into the room. They had cased the hotel. So this is all, we got to be really on our game, and again, be able to communicate if we have an issue. What about never traveling alone? Never going to the bathroom alone? Never. Well, some people do travel alone, and I don't know, that's terrifying.
You know what? We can't be afraid of traveling by ourselves.
Okay.
I
All
know.
right, Carrie. All right.
And you know what's
Because I
really,
do travel by myself a
yeah,
lot.
exactly. We can't be afraid. What we have to do is empower ourselves to do it successfully. And that's what I'm all about, right? I started my journey as a solo traveler. And you know what? It was one of the most growth enhancing experiences of my life. And so, a lot of times, universities, schools, when they do their pre-departure programs, they will say, always stay in a group and have situational awareness. But oftentimes, they don't explain that how to improve your situational awareness, which we do at Global Security Resources, and also what to do when you are alone, right? So, we can close our
Okay.
safety gaps. I say, go explore the world, have the connection.
But
Have your Invisiware so
yeah.
you know. Make sure that you know that emergency number. Make sure that you have a med jet plan. Make sure that you are connected with an emergency contact. One of the tips that I give people who are solo travelers that want to go off the grid and they don't want to contact people when they move is I say simply leave a note by the phone in your hotel room. A little bit of a list of what you're doing that day. You leave it by the phone, and should you not come back to that hotel after a few days, the hotel will call police. They will open the door and they'll come in and say, I wonder what happened to this tourist, right? And then there'll be a note about where you were on that last day. That's just a helpful tip because there are people that want to just go off and, do their own thing. That's fine. Another thing I always suggest to people is sign the DS-5505 form. Now, this is the Privacy Act form. The American Embassy can't really talk directly with your family members about you, even if you disappear. Unless you signed this form. And that's because people deserve privacy, right? But anytime I travel, I always sign that. I leave it with my husband, my kids when they travel, they'll live it with me. And this way, if for some reason somebody disappears, you can have frank conversations about that person instead of, we'll keep you posted
You don't have any
information.
authority.
And the other thing is there's little tips. So for instance, when you do a check into a hotel, you can use your initial, right? You can go up and when you talk with the front desk, don't let them announce your room number while they're handing you the card. A lot of these hotels are getting much better with safety and security, but once again, we want to make sure that we're doing all that we can. And one of the things that I say is even when you're in a taxi, you're traveling, take a picture of the license plate. This helps in two ways. First, if something happens, you'll have documentation of the car you were in. But also, if you forget something in that cab, it's going to be a lot easier to retrieve it. Another thing, while you're in that cab, pull out your phone and pretend like you're
I
talking
do
with
that all the time.
who's waiting for you on the other end, right? Oh yeah, I'm gonna be there in 10 minutes. Yep, the cab says, oh, it's gonna be arriving soon. I know I'm late, but I will be there. And so, because we have had issues with Ubers, with taxi drivers, and assault. So
And I
we
have my daughter always call me on the phone when she's on the Uber. I said, you don't even have to talk to me. Just put me on the phone and it's fine.
And you know what? I had a serious issue with Uber when I was in Boston. And I had my husband following my tracking my trip. And it got to the point where I had to actually jump out of the car because I'm pretty sure this person was had some nefarious plans, and I was able to exit that car. And I reached out to Uber, wrote a letter, and they're like, "Oh, we need a little more information about your situation." I sent it, and you know how they resolved it was, "We'll never pair that person with you again." I was thinking he was like into human trafficking. I mean, this was like an elevated case where I thought they would have not let him drive an Uber ever again, but that's not the case. So, one of the
He
things
doesn't
that
know who's in his car, see?
And that was a number of years back. So I'm hoping that they have upped their game. But I was just talking with an organization who does litigation support for individuals that have been assaulted in these ride shares. And so it still continues to this day. So we have to help, close our safety gap with everything we possibly can. And once again, telling people where you're going, have people following you, making sure that you have some self-defense. I would say self-defense is the last straw because you're much better off just getting out of the situation and never, never being into, that hand-to-hand combat, right? We exit the situation and get ourselves to safety.
And I always say too, listen to your, I'll say the Holy Spirit, but listen to your intuition. If you feel like something is wrong, just act on that something is wrong, because that's always your, that's really your greatest tool is
Yeah.
yourself, because
I don't know if you've ever read The Gift of Fear by Galvin D. Becker.
mm-mm.
It's my all-time favorite book. Have you read it?
No.
You have to read it. Now, Galvin D. Becker is the best. He actually trained the FBI on how to identify
Write
pre-indicators
that
for
down.
attacks. And he came up with his theory like when he was a little child because he grew up in a domestic violence home. And the only way he stayed alive was understanding those key indicators before violence happened. And he shared that with the FBI. Nowadays, he deals with like high value clients that are being stalked or people like, I think one of his clients was like Jeff Bezos, people that or really high level people will go for his services. But he shared this book. It's called The Gift of Fear, and it really helps you develop your intuition. And I will tell you how critical that is to survival. I grew up in San Diego, and at one point I was 21. I was in a bar, and I walked in with a friend, and I had this intuition. I'm like, "Huh, this is weird." I had to use the restroom, and I said to my friend, "Listen, stay outside the door. I'm going to use the restroom. Just stay outside the woman's door." And so I went in, and a couple minutes later, a man walked in there. Maybe 300 pounds, and he kicked open my stall door.
Walked into the bathroom.
Yes, he did. And he kicked open my stall, and I literally had 1 second to react, and I did. And I hadn't been drinking. I wasn't, so I had my,
Compromised, right?
I had my intuition very high, and I went right under his arm out the door, had the doorman call the police, and then I had to send one of the other doormen in to get my friend because they didn't stay outside the door. They went to go play a game of pool.
I was going to say, where was, yeah, they'll never live
This
that
goes
down.
to you're
Right.
only as good as the weakest link in your group. If you
Right.
have a person that isn't a strong advocate for your safety is at risk. And that's
Yeah.
what happened.
Wow.
But
Isn't the,
success story, and all because of my intuition.
right. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's in my own life. I think all of us can probably relate to that. Either we didn't act on it, we'll never do that again, or we acted on it, we knew just how important that is. What about, I don't think we talked enough about health and medical preparation.
Sure. Okay. This is a really great story. And so when I talk with my clients, I ask them to share with me any health issues that they might have. And so we have a lot of people with nut allergies, right? People with diabetes and things like that. As long as we know what we're dealing with, we can help close that safety gap. This past summer, we had a tragedy happen in Rome, and a study abroad student was studying over there. She had a nut allergy. She went to a restaurant. She ordered avocado toast,
Oof.
and she shared with the restaurant that she had this allergy. Unfortunately, there was a miscommunication, and they gave her avocado toast with pesto that had cashews in it. She had a severe reaction. She had two EpiPens. She was able to, I guess one failed. She gave herself another one. They called an ambulance. The ambulance didn't have the proper medical supplies on the ambulance. Okay. She passed away. That is unacceptable.
Right.
So when I talk with students or travelers, what I want them to know is there is these allergy cards, and you can have them translated into the local host language.
Look at
And you
that.
have one of those. You could give it to the person you are, the cashier. You give it
Right.
to your waiter. You give it to the cook, and then there's no miscommunication. This would have, I have a feeling that this was a preventable death, and it
Right.
should happened. And so this is why it's so critical. We had another example with a young woman who had diabetes, and she didn't calculate properly her next dose because of the time change. She went from America to
Oh,
Australia, and she ended up passing away.
seen that.
So these
Wow.
are all really important medical things that we can talk about to try to close that safety gap. And making sure that we have the proper insurance ready and prepared to support us, so we don't lose financially as well. We had a student that traveled from Michigan to Mexico, and unfortunately, the student fell down a staircase and had a traumatic brain injury. And unfortunately, he didn't have that med jet, and his father had to liquidate his 401k plan for $100,000 to have his son medically evacuated from Mexico back home. That's unacceptable. I want people to have the peace of mind with something like med jet, something like Global Rescue. If you're
What is MedJet? Just so everybody knows.
so med jet does hospital to hospital transfers. And you can get a MedJet plan if you're American, Canadian, or Mexican. So it works globally. And so it's an add-on feature. It's almost like having, I mean, this is simple, like a AAA for your body. Okay. They are the experts on transporting you from wherever you are back home. And it's at no cost. It's just the membership. That's what's so beautiful about that. Now, Global Rescue. If you're doing like a safari and you need a field rescue, Or perhaps your nationality, you're from Europe or you're from Asia, then you can get global rescue plan as well. So you can purchase that plan if you live somewhere other than just America, Canada, or Mexico. But once again, these plans are very inexpensive. And they also can transport you domestically. So I travel all over the United States. I'm in California. I'm all over. So if I'm in a car accident, I will want to be back at Mass General with my family support.
Right, correct.
I don't want my family to have to take off time, fly to wherever I am, be bedside for 3 weeks, whatever. I want to be able to be transported back home. And they take care of everything. And they also have the capabilities for ICU transfers. So their jets are fully supported. So you can
And this is
either.
a membership? Hold on a second. I want to make sure we understand that.
Yes, it's a membership plan. So for instance, that student that went to Mexico, that his father had to liquidate his 401k, if that father paid $99 for a week's coverage for his student. So $99, like how do you not do that? But the problem is people don't know about it.
Yeah.
So
I have
why?
friends that traveled and they had a son that has all kinds of medical issues, and he had an issue in Mexico, so he had to hire a private jet. So it's exactly what you're talking about. I wouldn't even have known that. I don't think they knew that. I don't think most people know that.
And so like I say, I give it to my children. My children are grown and they all love traveling still because we just love travel. So
Oh, I'm sure.
I get it as a gift for them every year, an annual plan as a gift. Like it's the gift of safety. Oh my God. So I'll make sure I send you the links and everything you need to know about MedJet and Global Rescue. Fabulous
Wow.
organizations.
Again, things you just don't think about. Tell us about your book, just so I don't we have a chance to really explain that in the front. How do they get it? What do you think the people will walk away with?
So that's amazing. So you can either go to globalsecurestudent.com and then
Okay.
there's a link at the top for book. You can do it that way, or you just go on Amazon and put in Study Abroad Safety, A Parent's Guide to Sending Your Child Abroad. Now, what's amazing about this book is I put absolutely everything I did for my family into this book.
Oh, I
So
love it.
I want people to like think about safety from a new perspective. I go over travel risk IQs. I go over how to create your own individual travel assessment plan. Now, I co-developed the individual travel assessment plan with an expert in security. He had 29 years with the Justice Department. He was a chief of police. He worked in corporate security as a head.
Okay.
So we came up with this. We covered 15 critical things you should know before you go. So I have a full recipe on how to do your assessment. I put it in the book because I wanted the parent and the student to sit down and do it themselves, right? Do it this way, the student has the information. Because if something happens in this world, the student is going to have their own, tool belt of
Yeah.
what they know. And if they don't know anything, they don't have anything. And the parents are 3,000 miles away. A leader of the trip is
Right.
around. It's what they know is going to save them. So it's really great they can do that. It goes over the three Ps: proactive, prepared, and protected. It teaches how to be a hard target versus a soft target. It teaches about how to prevent drink spiking, how to, what resources are available should something
Good.
terrible happen. I mean, it's just loaded
This
with
is a book every
everything.
mom is listening to right now, going, I need for myself and for my kids. Sounds like a great gift for everyone that's doing any type of traveling. We know that travel is so different than it used to be. Probably the same issues, just packaged differently, because it's what criminals and bad people do. They reinvent the same thing with a different look, and they, I did want to one as we close. Being aware is probably the most important. Is would you say that is how to be not a sitting duck for somebody not paying attention? You have to really be on your game and really watching for a lot.
That's your first line of defense, right? Is awareness.
Yeah.
Awareness. keeping an eye about what's happening in your environment. And you know what's really great about these skills? These skills will last a lifetime. So I think about the book, I think about all this, trying to strategize our safety. All of this really will help you in your next in your employment. It helps in everything you do. I think back to when I first started working, I was in the real estate industry. I sold real estate, so I had to go into invite like selling houses to people on my own in houses by myself. How did I keep myself safe? Strategized it. And real estate agents have to do that. People in all different industries have to strategize their safety. And so it's just the first step. And you're right. It's the key element is making sure you know what's going on.
I think about just even traveling, just going to your parking garage. I mean, all of these avenues are potential can be potentially dangerous. And I had a little, and I gotta really make sure I'm carrying that with me. It's like a little buzzer that when you're traveling, you can push it, and it puts out like a very loud noise where people know that you're in a crisis situation. And it's enough, hopefully, to have somebody go the other way.
Yeah, and that's the key is criminals like to be undercover. They don't want people to know. So, if you make a noise, you make commotion, you fight back, this is what's going to save your life.
All right, closing words of advice as we're looking at spring break, as we're looking at summer fun, just in general. I mean, these are what you're saying is not only for abroad, but for domestic as well. I mean, it's more challenging when you're abroad, no doubt. But what's just some closing words for our moms?
Yeah, I would say go explore the world, have fun, make sure you're strategizing your safety, do your research wisely, make sure that you're looking at local laws and cultural issues, make sure that you are your own safety advocate, and have an amazing travel experience.
Oh, thanks, Carrie. Get the book. I think should be on everyone's shelf, especially the amount of travel that everyone's doing and the challenges that can surround it. So you want to be able to go and have a good time and not, plan, but not be crippled by it. I appreciate your words of confidence there that we can do this. So thank you so much and appreciate what you're doing and keep sharing because everybody needs to know how to travel.
God bless, and thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks, Carrie. All right, thank you, Carrie. What a great job. What incredible information for us, just as moms traveling, let alone for our kids. So, just a reminder, you can get Carrie's book on Amazon, Study Abroad Safety. She also does individual safety consultations for parents and students. And then I do want to just mention this Invisiware jewelry because boy, was it super cool, and I'm going to get that. We talked to her. She's providing a discount code of 10%, and you may want to order this. It's Invisiware Jewelry. I think it's Invisiware.com. You can look it up, and the discount code is on right here on the screen as well. But for those listening, it's Invisiware/Carrie, Carrie, 64575. So you can get that there. And also the documentary on drink spiking is on YouTube. When is it enough? Check it out. All right. Thanks again, Carrie. And thank you, moms, for joining us today. I know this is a very, very helpful discussion with her. Please share this. Please like, share, and subscribe. Also, I want to remind everyone to stop by Moms for America. We're here to help you from the kitchen table to Congress. We're here with everything that you need. We have incredible resources, programs, seminars, webinars. We're here for you, moms. You just go to momsforamerica.us. All right. And as always, let's keep changing our country one home at a time. Thanks so much. Please share, and I will see you next week. A special thank you to our sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.